I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks for that introduction, Laura, and thanks for joining me on another weekday meditation. Over the last couple of days, we've been talking about power, and so we're in the middle of a five-day meditation series on power. We all need more power in our lives. We've been using how God took Saul, who was once a terrorist, blinded him, and then literally called him out of the life of a terrorist and called him into the life of preaching the gospel. And we know that he wrote much of the New Testament. But listen to what Acts chapter 9 gives as a direction beginning in verse 19. Afterward, he ate some food and regained his strength, and Saul stayed with the believers in Damascus for a few days. And immediately he began preaching about Jesus in the synagogue, saying he is indeed the Son of God. And all who heard him were amazed. Isn't this the same man who caused such devastation among Jesus' followers in Jerusalem? They ask him, didn't he come here to arrest them and take them in chains to the leading priests? And in verse 22, it makes this statement. Saul's preaching became more and more powerful, and the Jews in Damascus couldn't refute his proofs that Jesus was indeed the Messiah. My friend, when we allow the Lord to infuse us with Holy Spirit power, extraordinary things happen. So as we begin our time of meditation today, draw some focus to your breath and just breathe normally. And as you do, let your heart rate slow a bit. Let your muscles and your frame just settle quietly. Take one deep breath in. Now tell the Lord a couple of things that you're grateful for. Take a moment and let the Lord hear from you, just like a child would hop into a perfect daddy's lap. Let him know of the areas in your life today that you need his Holy Spirit power for. Now, Lord, would you take these prayers and this time of meditation and bless each participant in this weekday meditation. Give them Holy Spirit power today, that they might accomplish all that you have for them, no less, no more, and that they might put their head on a pillow tonight with the peace and the knowledge that you have infused them with your power and they have been a part of your plan of redeeming this world. Now, my friend, let me give you a few moments. I'll mind the time, and I'll be back. You take this time to just take quietude and listen for the voice of God in his promptings, in his direction, and in his voice. I'll be back. Thanks again for joining me for this weekday meditation. I'll be back tomorrow for day 4 in power as we take a look at how do we have Holy Spirit power that infuses our soul, our heart, our lives, and our actions on weekday meditation. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.